My name is James Sagerton. This is the September 26th meeting of the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee. My name is James Sagerton. I'm the chair of the committee. We apologize for the delay in getting started. We have had some extenuating circumstances, not least of which was where many of us here are coming off of a recent emergency Pacifica National Board meeting that was called at the very last minute and created a delay in preparing for this meeting. But in addition to that, we have had the unfortunate situation where our interim chief financial officer, Anita Sims, has had a death in her family. And that actually occurred last week, where we had some confusion about what documents we were looking at. And the funeral for that family member was today. She has family over, and she's dealing with that today. So she will not be with us. And again, because of that last-minute meeting, we are scrambling a little bit to get our act together here to proceed with our meeting. So I believe we have quorum, so I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Teresa J. Allen? Nick Arena? Fred Blair?
Present.
Chris Corey? Chris Corey? Was he or not now? Lyndon Foley.
I'm sorry, I'm here. I pressed the wrong button.
Okay, Chris Corey. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
And Anita Sims, I believe, not here. Okay. Let me go back. Teresa J. Allen. Nick Arena, either one here. We have eight, and that is a quorum.
Very good, R. Paul. And let me just say briefly that we have someone standing in for Anita. I'll let her introduce herself. This is Julia from NETA. Julia, could you introduce yourself? Say hello.
Hi, yes. I've already been participating in some of the conversations, so I'll try to be as helpful as I can.
Could I please
just
get
so you
the spelling?
Know, Julian.
Could I please get the spelling of Julia's last name?
Yes.
K-E-N-N-A-R-D.
And Julia, just to let you know, before we go live on the stream, the conversations you were participating in were not public. You know, that didn't go out to the public.
Didn't we just go on live a few minutes ago?
We did, but that was prior. Julie was mentioning that she was participating in conversations. I was explaining to her that was before we went live.
All right. So K-E-N-N-A-R-D, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Julie, could you give us the title of your position at NETA?
I'm a controller.
Thank you very much. And you are what I call the hands-on person, as I like to say. You're the one who has your arms up to your elbows into the Pacifica finances, the nuts and bolts of it. You're the real hands-on person.
As much as I can, given that I started with Nita in January. But I have a lot of experience with difficult financial situations. So.
Yes, I understand you have a long history of work in the financial area. So that's all appreciated. And I have to make another announcement here. We do not have an agenda, again, because of this emergency PNB meeting that occurred. So we're going to have to craft an agenda now. And this is frequently done when we have an agenda and then we expand the agenda or we contract it, we discuss it. So we're going to have to do that now on the fly. Thinking maybe I should call up a template of a previous agenda. Our Paul, we could just have the standard items on the agenda, convene the meeting, take the roll.
Why don't I read you what we did at the September 14th meeting, since that was an ordinary meeting.
Yes,
all right,
thank
it starts
you.
Convene meeting, 8:30 p.m., roll call, adopt agenda, chair's announcements, minutes approval. We were setting the next meeting date then, but that's different. Interim CFO report. All right. Why don't we do this? Okay, well, I'm cutting some things out here so that we can then put them in over there. And, all right. So minutes approval, and would we have – is there a report from the ICFO or NETA, or do we want to go right into the KPFK stuff?
No, there won't be a report. Julie is here to help walk us through the KPFK budget.
So review – one thing we have is review draft FY21 KPFK budget non-personnel expenses. Do you want to just make it review draft FY21 KPFK budget?
Correct.
Okay, I'll put that in. All right, and let's see. And it was adjourned after that, so, you know, anything else we want to do?
Is all we have on the agenda for today, unless anyone wants to add anything.
Question, are we going to go to an executive session during this meeting?
Yes, we are, but we'll have to create a separate agenda for that meeting. We'll do it when we get
there.
The
agenda. After draft KPFK, 7 would be turn to exec sess. And then we're not contemplating coming back after the executive session, right?
No.
Okay. Well, here's what I have. Let me know if this sounds like what people want to do. One, convene a meeting, 8:30 p.m. ET. Two, roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Four, chairs announcements, 2 minutes. Are you going to do announcements for 2 minutes?
No, we can skip that. We can skip that.
Okay. Take that out. Okay. Minutes approval, 3 minutes. Review draft FY21 KPFK budget, and item 6 would be adjourned to executive session. And we don't have a time to do that. Let's see. Do we want to set a time on review KPFK budget? Do we want to say how many minutes we want for that, or just leave that open?
I think we could leave it open.
Okay.
We have seen it before, so hopefully we won't need to spend too much time doing it.
All right. I'm going to send to the committee right now an email that will be not the neatest looking email, and we'll call it draft agenda. Okay, I'm not going to format this thing well here. It doesn't want to format, but you get the basic idea. I'm sending it right now. Okay, and it's, So do you want to make this motion? Do you want me to make this motion right now? Because we need to make a motion right now.
Okay, I have it. I hope everybody else is getting it.
Go ahead and make it.
Okay, so I'm going to move that we adopt the agenda as just read. Is there any objection? Or is there any discussion, I guess, first? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. And we will then go to the minutes approval. Do we have minutes, Arpal?
Yes, we do. And one second while I get to that, too. Okay. I move that we adopt the minutes of the September 14th NFC meeting.
And they have been approved. Previously...
Approve the minutes of the... Yeah.
Correct. And they were previously sent around, so people have had a chance to review that, correct?
Sent it out yesterday.
Very good. I thought so. And remember, they're always subject to later change, if necessary. So is there any objection to approving those minutes? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. And now, Paul, I see that we don't have that draft budget attached to this agenda, but it was sent out shortly
ago. It was sent
out.
The previous email I sent out to the committee will have had that in it. Let me.
Correct. I see that at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time.
Chair, I also sent a copy. I believe it's exactly the same document, so everybody
Very
should
good.
Have gotten
Thank
it by
you.
Now.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. I've got it open. Why don't the rest of you chime in when you can verify that you've got it open and you can see it?
I can see it.
Julie, same.
Thank you, Julie. Anybody not able to see it just yet? Hearing no one, we'll go ahead then. So, Julia, do you want to make a brief introduction of this?
Sure. The first thing to keep in mind, and since we've been talking about so many things over the past couple of months, is that this is the budget for fiscal year 21 that was proposed, not the projected year end for fiscal year 21, nor is it the fiscal year 22 budget. So we kind of have three documents that are out there in working process. What this document does not include, and keep in mind that if it was a budget that is to be approved, then that means that we would not have known about things such as the PPP loan forgiveness. So when you look at the total revenue, if you were to compare it to the projected year end, of course, the fundraising is going to be substantially less than what the actual turned out to be. But we had to do that in order to be able to balance it and not take into consideration that we would have gotten the PPP loan. I'm assuming that if there's a change to a budget, then you have to have budget revisions and that are approved, and we would not have had that because we didn't have the budget to begin with, if that makes sense. So this was sent out, I believe, James, I can't remember if you said it was June, maybe. I know that some people had seen it as early as May, but I believe
Correct.
That Barry presented it in June. So this is not a first shot at seeing it. And we decided that it was best to leave it as is. Again, because we had made some changes, we did do tweaks. I think somebody had mentioned that. Well, we did do tweaks, but in doing so, that throws things significantly out of balance. And so you really can't tweak it to keep it if you plan on keeping it balanced. So, I know people are tired and this has been a challenging evening. So, I believe we're going to have a separate evening or conversation about the fiscal year 22 where we have gone in and included some of the suggestions that were made, I believe, by the committee. Last month or whenever, plus we have some other ideas to try to get the fiscal year 22 budget balanced and out much earlier in the year than we have this year.
Yes, and Julia, may I ask you, one of the things that Anita had been planning to do before this unfortunate thing happened in her family was to make additional tweaks to the budget that would account, you know, because we don't have the August and the September financials yet, we haven't reviewed them. She was going to try and make some tweaks that would approximate what we think the actuals would be to accommodate for the reduced success of the fund drive, especially in September, and also the increase in the payroll amounts due to the new general manager coming on, and some also some severance payments that needed to be made. But again, since we don't have that, and it would not be, we can't really do it in an accurate way until maybe another month or so when we get all of the actuals, we're just going to go with this as a budget and remembering that budgets are predictions of what's going to happen. This will be a budget that was in balance at the time it was created. It's, you know, going to be a little bit off in terms of how well it predicted, but so are most budgets. And again, we'll be able to use this going forward as a template for the fiscal year 22 budget, and we will then be able to include all of the changes and the savings and the revisions, the reduction in the telecom expenses, the reductions in the payroll that resulted from some layoffs and some resignations, and that will all come out in the fiscal year 22 budget, and that should be a huge improvement. Is that correct? Thank you for verifying that.
I've already on the fiscal 22 gone through and made some cuts to things like the telephone and some things that we had discussed like that. It's still challenging on the revenue side, and I believe that even with payroll, even what was suggested, I believe, by Barry, we did not go ahead and move that out. Right now, the 22 budget is not balanced because I didn't feel that I had worked with this closely enough to go ahead and start slashing salaries, because I don't know enough about you guys right now to do that without some input as to what that would be. So I know people don't want to do that, but at this point, I think we're still looking for about $300,000 in cuts in addition to the large cuts in telephone and things like that. But again, I think we're going to try to, you, Anita, and some people, we're going to try to go over that this week.
Yes, and if I could just add also to that, that we did have some severance payments that had needed to be made in the fiscal year 21 that will no longer need to be made in fiscal year 22 going forward. So it's possible that the amount that we need to cut will be reduced, and those administrative cuts that we're looking to make may reduce the amount of payroll cuts that we need to make. And there is some thinking that we might actually be able to do most of that with administrative cuts, although that remains to be seen, especially depending on whether the revenue picks back up again. We did experience some disappointment in the last fund drive, and we have to think that it was at least partly due to some disappointment over some popular hosts no longer being on the air, and also some fatigue on the part of members who've, you know, been asked again and again to donate. So we're hoping that that may pick up in the future with some revisions in the schedule and the grid, and also some renewed from some different approaches to the fundraising brought on by the new general manager, who has been there for all of 2 weeks, but he's digging in quickly.
I will say that
yes,
the August financials, I believe, are going out tomorrow, assuming that. I believe they'll go out tomorrow, if not, let's say Tuesday, probably Thursday. But I spoke with Barry, and September's drive numbers were very low.
Indeed.
So I don't know if you were on those emails or not, but
Yes, we know about the September totals being very, very low. And Julia, can you tell us, and perhaps I shouldn't even ask you this in public, but I believe Anita is expected to be back tomorrow. Is that correct?
She is, and I told her that you and I had planned on talking again this week, and she said that she would be available tomorrow, most likely.
Wonderful. Good to hear. Good to hear.
I have to get to the airport at the crack of dawn in the morning or something like that, but she said she would be available later in the afternoon.
I see. Well, we'll try to go easy on her for the first few minutes, I guess.
She's thick skinned.
I know she is. She's a true professional. You know, she came to our meeting. We had a meeting Tuesday morning, a telephonic meeting. Then there was another meeting that she had to come to. And then she came to our National Finance Committee meeting all on the day that she learned about the death of this family member. She's a true professional, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Why don't we open this up to questions? I'm sure people have questions about what we're doing here and exactly what the process is. So,
Lyndon to the stack.
Okay, I got you, Lyndon. Why don't we take a stack? Is there anyone else?
Fred.
Well, why don't we start there? Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Julie. What are the numbers in red in column T, like T28 and T37?
Okay, are you looking at a PDF or a spreadsheet?
I'm looking at a spreadsheet, although since there's no formulas, it may as well be a PDF, I guess.
Right. Trust me, that is annoying to me. I don't know how that got started, but I'm not sure what document you're looking at because what we sent out was a PDF. So I want to make sure you're looking at the right one.
I think he's looking at fiscal year 2021, 31.xlsx.
I'm sorry. Say
it says KPFK budget, fiscal year 2021. 31, base 31, and it is an Excel document. But what it is there's some numbers in red underneath the total revenue numbers.
Okay, that is, I believe, versus where whoever put those in there, which I'm not sure if it was Kim at the time. Because this is the spreadsheet where she had made some comments about what she thought things were going to turn out to be. That was kind of her projection. I believe what she was doing at the time was using where we actually were, projected year end at the time versus what she was trying to put together as a budget.
Okay, so you're basically the budget that you're presenting is in deficit by $5,663 then, right?
Correct. Before depreciation.
After depreciation.
Before depreciation.
Well, the depreciation was added back for whatever.
Correct.
To get from 67,000 loss to 5,000 loss.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Just remember, Lyndon, that the purpose of this was to get a balanced budget, not to reflect necessarily the actuals. This was actually a budget. It was a prediction. Okay, Fred, I heard Fred.
Yes. Since I just got this 5 minutes ago, I'm still looking it over to a certain amount. And I noticed that you still have telephone expenses, line 73 as $105,000. So there's no attempt, there was no attempt to reduce the, those expenses in this budget.
Well, no, because we knew that they would not be reduced in this fiscal year. So in the fiscal year 22 budget that I've been working on, I cut it to, I think I left it at $10,000 a month for October and November, purely because I wasn't sure if the new person would have time to get things turned around quickly enough. And then I dropped it to $5,000 a month after that. That was really kind of a shot in the dark. KPFA's expenses are dramatically less than that, but I didn't want to take a chance with that until we really knew what we could do with the telephone system. But it's in the next budget, because we couldn't do it in this fiscal year. So,
so
I didn't update it in this spreadsheet. It's
so
a part of the fiscal year 20 budget.
So you're being very conservative by dropping those expenses in half until we find out what can actually be accomplished.
Absolutely. And so even by the time you actually see an initial draft, I would think hopefully we'll be able to cut them even more. But because I haven't balanced it yet, I just wanted to get some input put regarding the staffing and really what, I mean, as I told Anita, I don't know what you have or what they have at KPFK versus what they have at KPFA. And maybe you have a situation where you're not able to take advantage of the same type of cost reductions in telephone that they were. So I didn't want to just slash that and it not be reasonable. I mean, theirs is only a couple thousand dollars, I think, a year. It's extremely low. But I didn't know if that meant that they had some type of capital investment to do that, but just more information was needed for that. So there's potentially in the fiscal year 22 budget more room to cut there.
Thank you.
And that's where also, Fred, where we, as you know, you were trying very hard to find the contracts that we needed to find out if we could get out of some of these contractual arrangements and how much it would cost us to do so. And, since we weren't able to do that this fiscal year, this budget is actually reflecting the reality of what the expenses were and still are through to the end of the year.
Okay. Also, would you refresh? Go ahead.
Well, and they're obviously they were higher than what this budget indicated, but I didn't want to push the revenue up even more to make that more accurate, you know?
Okay. I'm finished. I'm sorry. I don't have any more questions at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Is there anyone else for the stack? Any other questions? Is there anything else that you'd like to point out, Julia?
I would say that we probably need some input on the board expenses. Did we have that as like $11,000 or $12,000?
Can you give us
it's actually on here as $21,000. I don't know we didn't spend that much this year for 2021. So again, I mean, to me, if I can get $5,000 or $10,000 chunks anywhere, that would be helpful. But that's something I guess you and I can talk about this week as far as 22.
Board expenses is where we usually put election expenses. And we had a referendum, a bylaws referendum, and now we're in the middle of a delegate election. So those expenses are probably going to need to stay there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they were budgeted on his sheet for January, but we did not have that this year, evidently. And so I guess they'll hit September then.
Right. Yeah, okay. We'll have them in September and August. Okay, is anyone else with any other questions? So I'm going to just remind everybody of what we're doing here. We've got a budget that was balanced for fiscal year 21, and we're going to use it to spring forward into fiscal year 22. And remember that the budget has now been they've developed a draft budget, the general manager and the business manager at KPFK, and they will be getting some input from the National Finance Committee and from the individuals that have been working on this separately, and they will then be presenting it to their local finance committee. It's going to go through there, theoretically, onto their LSB, where hopefully it'll get passed on through there, and then it will come back to us, and then after we work on it, we'll present it to the NFC. So we've got a long way to go on fiscal year 22. All we're doing here with this one is passing it as a balanced budget for fiscal year 21 and using it then as a springboard for going on into these into the future work on the fiscal year 22. Any questions? So, hearing none, what I'm going to do now is move that we approve this fiscal year 2021 budget for KPFK, again, for the year fiscal year 21. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll ask, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll conclude that that is done. We will, again, be revisiting all of this for fiscal year 22. Our Paul, was there, I think that was the conclusion of our business for this.
In the open session, except that if we're going to go to an executive session, we should say why. Is it possibly we're going to go to an executive session to discuss personnel matters of a confidential nature?
Correct.
Okay.
We're actually going to be discussing changes in the budget that have personnel consequences, yes. So, yes, I think that's an accurate way to say it. Let us know when you're ready.
I move to adjourn to the executive session.
This is Teresa. Would you please mark me present? Hello?
Yes, we hear you. Hello? Teresa. Thank you. Thank you. We heard you. Thanks for speaking up.
Well, I'll ask then, is Nicarina here? No. Okay, I got her.
Thank you. Okay, and so you moved to, did we do that? I guess we have to take a vote. Is there any objection to moving to the executive session now? Hearing none. Fred, I think we need to ask you to cut the stream in that case.
I'm cutting the stream now.
You should also move to the executive session number, James.
Pardon me, Chris?
We should also move to the executive session number.
No, actually, we're not doing that, right, Fred? We're just cutting the stream. Isn't that how we're handling it?
That's the normal way. We don't that way we can go into executive session using the same credentials and the same conference. So I'm cutting the executive session.
Okay.
I'm cutting to executive session now.